let me share with you what I think is going to be the next new game in the content marketing space. And when I first spoke at Brian Tracy's conference in 1990, I started off with six words that I've essentially integrated as my one of my core mantras, and that is, big doors swing on little hinges. You've heard me say that before. In this case, the big door of opportunity swings on a very small distinction. And so let me share with you this next iteration of how to harness and marshal your content and other people's content, because essentially this is going to be an offering that probably in 30 days or so, we're going to come out with this as a partnership offering where you could actually do this with our content. It's very exciting. And I'll tell you how it came about. 1996, I was in Salt Lake City, and I was filming a whole series of videos with Brian Tracy, Dennis Waitley, and probably a half a dozen other fairly well-known speakers. We had all gotten together to work with a guy who was putting together an expert series. All right, and they've since become very popular, but back then it was pretty novel. And just before I flew out, I had a conversation with a client. And the client said to me, "Mitch, we love your stuff, but we really cannot afford to bring you in every month." And I said, "I understand that. So why don't you just buy my, you know, buy all my videos?" And he said, "Well, I would do that, but I don't know what kind of response we're going to get. So would you be willing if every month, instead of me bringing you in, I brought you in on video?" And he said to me, "I'd like you to be like the Blockbuster of personal development and business training." Now, Blockbuster, which has since, I think, disappeared, Blockbuster was the place to go if you wanted to rent videos. Not DVDs. I don't think there were DVDs in 96, maybe, but for the most part, we were still in the video world. So he said something to me that absolutely changed the way I thought about my content. So I said, in other words, what you're saying to me is, every month you want to rent my content. He said, "Yep. And I will pay you a good amount of money every month. I can't pay you to come in live, but I'll pay you a percentage of that, a good percentage of that, if you just send me your video. And if you have a series of videos, that's even better. Because then every month I can have my people together." Remember, this is back when people actually got together for conferences or they had meetings and such. And so when I went to Salt Lake City to record what was Sales Alchemy, I recorded Sales Alchemy there. Even though it's 13 years ago, the content is just as fresh today as it was back then. In fact, probably even more relevant. I also recorded three programs called Success Abilities: Marketability, Adaptability, and Communicability. And each of those was an hour. And the reason I did that was because, in addition to the business stuff, he really wanted some personal development. And I had this series that I was launching called Success Abilities, 21 Life Skills for the 21st Century. And the first three, I was going to videotape. It was like perfect karma, perfect timing. And at that moment, an entire new business model appeared to me. And I call that business model or content model, rent your content. Now, you guys are the first that I've shared this with outside of my circle of rainmakers, people who I work with, who partner with me. And for anybody who might be interested in seeing how I put together a partnering program, you can go to rainmakersforhire.com. It's a plain text site, so don't look for anything fancy. But again, imperfect action beats perfect inaction. That plain text site has made me more than six figures, all right? So don't think you have to have the perfect, most beautiful. Obviously, pretty is better, but functional is best. And so if you're interested in seeing how we put together, you know, a full-blown partnership relationship and what you get and how we work together, go to rainmakersforhire.com. That's F-O-R, for hire. And so what this guy gave to me was so much more valuable than the 3 months he actually wound up staying renting my content. Because at the end of 3 months, he was fired, and the new guy came in, and the new guy brought his own crew in, and essentially I was out the door. But I had already made more than enough money on just those 3 months, because every month I would send him a video, an audio, and a module, meaning it wasn't a transcript, because we didn't do much in transcripts back then, but we took a module out of my 37-module training program. So essentially, I was renting, not selling to, not selling through, but renting my content, and he had the option to buy it or return it. And he never returned it. He just kept it. So three things happened to me as a result of that. First of all, it just like leasing a car actually sells more cars than just selling cars, right? Because a lot of people don't want to spend the full purchase price of a car, and so leasing came about, just like leasing virtually anything. Leasing is now an accepted viable option in every consumer product there is that can be financed. Now, you think when the car company leases that car to you, they don't make much money. They make the monthly payment, you know, and that's all they get. Of course not. Somebody finances that car, and you pay that finance company or the bank. But the car manufacturer and the car dealer gets his money. Of course, things have changed in that market, but we all are familiar with that as an example. Well, it's very much the same thing. If you don't just look at every customer as an end-user customer, but you look at every customer as a point of distribution to sell through, and if free sell to and sell through don't work, then why not consider rent and re-rent your content? If you don't have the content, guess what? I've got it. All right? There's tons of people with content out there. Now, I'm going to give you some ramifications of this, all right? So the first thing is you can get into an opportunity with a much lower upfront investment that doesn't have to be free. See, because right now we have the perspective that it's either free or it's paid. It's free or it's paid. So either you give it away for free, and you guys know I give a ton of stuff away for free, or you buy it, you pay for it, all right? This gives you a third option. Now, all of a sudden, you have something that you might give away for free, or you might pay for it, or how about you rent it from me for 3 months or 6 months? And that's the first advantage. So you can bring people into the paid game at a much lower price point. Second advantage is the company who rents your content is either freely distributing it to. They can't resell it because you can't rent my content and then make a profit on it. If you want to make a profit on it, then we work as partners and I sell through you, okay? So the second advantage, and there's a whole bunch, but I'll give you the three main ones. Second advantage is that whoever is renting your content is distributing your content to an audience of people that you probably would never get access to internally in the company. Or better yet, and this is where the real juice is, externally to their customers. So as an example, the third iteration of sell to, sell through, rent, if you become a resale rights holder for one of our products, you can keep all the money. On the other hand, if you decide, that's if you sell it, but if you came to me and said, Mitch, I've got a multi-million dollar company who I presented the concept of renting the content, and they like the concept, and they have 100,000 customers, and every Monday morning, we want to take a piece of your content, and we want to put it up on a web page so they can drive their customers to the web page. What's the advantage to them? Huge. The advantage is they're adding value, especially in a business-to-business market, that they cannot add right now, because they don't have the content in most cases. Second thing is, they possibly could be driving a whole lot more traffic to their website than they otherwise might have because they now have some real value, 2, 3, 4 minutes of video, 6 to 8 minutes of audio, a 250 to 500 page white paper. All modalities are possible. And because of that, let's say of those 100,000 customers, maybe 1,000 of whom ever go to their website, now all of a sudden 10,000 people slam their website. All right? So for a company that has, for example, an advertising model, by adding real value content to drive more people to the website, you've now increased the value of your advertising dollar. Why? Because you're reaching more people, and those people are coming back more frequently, and those people are staying longer when they're at the website. So what's the advantage to you or me as the content provider? I'm reaching a boatload of people, even though they're getting it free. I'm reaching thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people I could never reach or would never reach. The third advantage is that because I'm now no longer a vendor to you, let's say you're the company I rent my content to, I'm no longer a vendor. Why? Because guess what? I'm not selling to you, and I'm not selling through you. I'm on the same side of the table as you, and we're developing a content marketing strategy that says, okay, do you want once a month? Do you want every other week? You want every week? Let's develop a content marketing strategy for you using my content for your customers that are going to enable those people to see you as the value-added service provider. And there are 7 touch points, leverage points. And every one of these 7 leverage or touch points with customers, you can use content. First is to attract them. That's typically known as marketing. So how do I attract people? Well, you know this. You've been watching video. You've been listening to audio, certainly my stuff, and I'm sure everybody else. On the front end, that's how people get attracted. Somebody called me yesterday, said, Mitch, I listened to your talk yesterday for the Insurance Selling Summit. I loved it. All right? I want more. Call me back. All right? So that's on the attraction side. I use content, in this case free content, to attract them. You can use it in the second step to qualify people. You can use content repeatedly before you start selling to people and looking at converting them. And see and separate out the people who are getting ready from the people who are being ready by qualifying people with content. The third touch point, conversion. You can use content as a bundle, as a bonus, as an inducement. If you sell any kind of product and service to a business, I don't care what product or service you sell, if at the point of conversion, they're weighing, should I buy it from you or should I buy it from company B? If I buy it from you and you give me $5,000 worth of training over the next year, free, just to be a customer of ours, why? Because you're renting my content. As a buyer, I may be more inclined to go with you because all things being equal, look at the massive amount of added value that you're giving me. And that leads to the fourth touch point, keeping customers. You can keep customers by giving them content, giving them education on how to use your product, giving them other solutions that might be available to them. So content becomes a great mechanism by which you can keep people in the game with you. Multiply customers, the fifth touch point. To multiply customers, just like to convert customers, you could use training, video, audio, education, whatever it may be, as a way to say, if you upgrade to the premium relationship instead of the, you know, the gold relationship, we'll give you an additional inside content of worth $2,000 or $3,000. So you can use content, and most companies do, to multiply their customers. And when you multiply your customers, that's where the real return on investment comes from. Sixth touch point, reactivation. Including my own company, I have yet to meet a company in my almost 31 years of business that does a stellar job consistently of reactivating their customers, their past customers, their dormant customers. They spent a fortune to get these customers. The customers bought, but for whatever reason, they're no longer customers. They're no longer buying. Imagine if you could reach out to those customers and say, hey, you know, Peter, we miss you. We want you back. It's been a long time. We're not contacting you to sell you anything. We're not sending you any coupons. But we've purchased on your behalf a 7-part series on how to attract, qualify, convert, keep, multiply, reactivate, and affiliate your customers. And we want to give you that program. Let us know how you like it. And, oh, by the way, 3 or 4 videos in, we might want to introduce you to some things that we're doing. Maybe we can reactivate you. So you can use content to reactivate customers. And then the 7th touch point I would call affiliate. Affiliate means that your customers are now your marketing associates. I have done a great job of word of mouth, not as great as I could, but I've done a fairly decent job. I've done a lousy job of giving people the opportunity to recommend my product for financial gain because we haven't developed our affiliate program in terms of how you commonly think of it as an affiliate program, you know, typical online internet. But we've done a pretty good job of creating other kinds of affiliates like Rainmakers for Hire, value profilers, people who resell our value profiles, which if you're interested in that, you can go to valueprofiles.com and see how we've done that. And now with these reprint rights, with the reprint rights and training rights, now I have a way to be able to give you a way to leverage my content. All right? And so when you look at those 7 touch points, attract, qualify, convert, keep, multiply, reactivate, and affiliate, what you see now is that content is the new game currency, because the thing that's going to enable you to maximize the relationship at every one of those touch points is some form of information, education, knowledge, or wisdom. And I would even go so far as to say that content is the new game of marketing. That everybody is not only in the marketing business, but everybody now is in the publishing business. And here's the proof of it. I think it was April of this year, there was a monumental tipping point that kind of went under the radar. Most people don't know. It was at that point, somewhere around April, that marketing online began to shift from traditional advertising, banner ads and static advertising, to content-based marketing. Meaning, if you look at how you market, all right, if you do your traditional advertisements, promos, direct mail, banner ads online, pay-per-click, whatever, okay? What happened now this year is we've crossed the point, probably never to return again, where marketing is no longer going to look like, smell like, and feel like the old-style push marketing. Give you a quick example. A good friend of mine who we're partnering with to create a media company told me the story of how American Express Travel Services had a static ad on the face page of Yahoo. A static ad means you go there, it's a box with writing, text in the box, and all you do is read it. And that travel ad was for a travel to Rome, Italy. And they got a very, very small click-through. In other words, people looked at the ad, they said, not interested, and went on their merry way. Okay? I don't know the exact numbers, but I'm going to give you approximates, all right? They got like an 8% click-through or a 6% click-through or something like that. They then changed that ad by having some guy in Italy go out and videotape many of the main sites, people making pizza, restaurants, museums, and instead of having a static ad, they had a 2-minute montage video ad that ended with, hey, click here and check it out. Okay? They went, I think the number was 4 or 5 times the number of people click through that ad on that video montage as click-through the static ad. What did American Express pay for that ad? $700,000 for 2 months. $700,000 for 2 months. Now, what does that tell you? Well, first thing it tells me is the days of static advertising are over. The market hasn't caught up yet, but those days are over. There's a massive transition now to full movement, full motion, all right, because people don't want to just read a static ad. And because we've filtered everything now, and we don't want to be subjected to advertising, anything that smells like, hints of, smacks of advertising, we just don't have the patience for it. But if it's a nice little video montage with a tour of the high sites of Italy, we'll watch it. If it's a 3-minute video on how to get mega referrals with 5 simple questions, and I read those 5 questions, you're going to watch that. And so the transition now from the old game of static advertising to the new game of full motion, particularly video, but more than just video, I'll call it content marketing, is in swing. Another proof of this is that a year ago, virtually no companies in the Fortune 500 and even Fortune 1000 had a content marketing department. The marketing department was a traditional marketing department. In the last year alone, the transformation of the marketing departments of major companies has gone from 0% of their marketing dollars into content to now, on average, between 10 and 20% of the marketing budgets of companies are going into content marketing. Some of them developing their own, the vast majority of them desperate for content. The number is projected over the next 3 years that marketing budgets of companies across the board, major Fortune 500s, mid-sized companies, small companies, tabletop home-based business owners, is going to shift to the point where, on average, 25% to 50% of the marketing budget, the investment you make in promotion advertising to attract people, is going to go into content marketing. These shifts, most people are not even aware are in motion. They see things happening, but they haven't put the pieces of the puzzle together. So when you add up the massive transformation of marketing from old game promotion-based marketing to new game value-added marketing, you look at the third event I forgot to mention to you, YouTube. That transformed everything about the online community. Because a year ago, 2 years ago, you had to have high-speed dial-up to be able to watch a video without blowing your brains out, you know, or having it stop every 30 seconds. For the most part, today, everybody can watch video without even a high-speed connection, but more and more people have a high-speed connection. But what YouTube did is they now enabled and permitted everybody not only to watch video, regardless of your modem and your dial-up or your connection, but to post video. So you have to be absolutely out of your cotton picking mind, whatever your product or service is, not to be putting some kind 2 or 3 minute, even if it's just an educational piece or a promo piece, up on YouTube. And because the standards are no longer broadcast quality, we can take a flip video that I carry with me all the time, and we could record on the go. And you don't have to worry about so much how you look, or you don't have to worry about how you sound. People are looking for kind of the homemade, you know, regular guy kind of video. They're not looking for slick, and they're not looking for high production value. The reality is substance has now transcended style. And so wherever and however you can create, that doesn't have to just be video. That's the hot movement now. But the transcendent message here is that in addition to giving your stuff away free, selling to people and selling through people, you now have a whole new paradigm model that you could begin to embrace. And that is who and how can I rent my content to people who will give it away to thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people, and imagine getting paid a rental fee every month to have somebody else endorse you and promote you to their audience. It's like manna from heaven. It's the best of all worlds. We as promoters, marketers of products and services, we could never have a better time, especially if we have any kind of real value content. Now, where do I play a role in this whole process? Well, for one, if you go to thenewgame.com/video, or you just go to thenewgame.com, there's a banner up there that says click here to watch video, you'll go to a page and you'll be able to sign up. But in the meantime, we have three or four videos on that page. So you watch one, and then that little scroll comes up, and you can click on another one, and you never have to leave that page, okay? But if you sign up for that page, over the next 30 days or so, we're going to start to promote the strategy of rent your content. And if you want to get in the game with us, you can rent our content to your customers, and we're going to create a membership out of this. So for those of you who have membership sites, for example, and if you're thinking about starting a membership site, traditional membership site has content in the membership site, okay, but it stays there. And in order for you to access it, you've got to be a member. Well, we said earlier that the average membership site only, the average member in a membership site lasts 2.8 months, which is completely freaking out all these guys who went from the, you know, sell the $2,000 product to $49 monthly membership. They're all freaking out now because they realize they gave up the $2,000 up front with the idea that they're going to make it on the back end. But people are dropping off after 3 months. And their credit cards are not going through after 1 month. There's a record number. One guy told me 30% of the credit cards were not approved in month number two. All right? So that membership continuity strategy, as great as it is, for the vast majority of people, they're scrambling now to figure out how do we keep them in the membership. Because we can't just keep dumping more information on them. They're already overwhelmed with information. They have no more capacity for new information. How do we keep them there? Well, guess what? We're going to create a membership site around renting content. Now, this is huge. And, you know, you're not going to hear this probably from anybody else until after next Wednesday when we really kind of promote this in a big way. But if you think about it, how do you keep people in a membership site? Well, one way is you create community, and they stay for community. All right, and there's other ways. But even that, the vast majority of people are having a hard time keeping people after 1 year. And just think about yourself. You know, how long do you stay in these communities? On the other hand, imagine if every Monday morning or every other Monday morning you got a new piece of video that you could literally give away to your customers to drive traffic to your website, and you don't even have to create the video. We created it for you. And if you're in the business-to-business marketplace, all of the videos that we have are ways in which businesses can attract, convert, keep more customers, multiply more customers, create more revenue, bottom-line profit, enhance the capacity of people. All of those business videos are relevant. I just took about 12 hours a video, and I had somebody chunk down those 12 hours. We now have more than 100 video segments that range from 2 minutes to 10 minutes, and then we have the training videos that range from like 5 minutes to 20 minutes that we will be using in further slicing and dicing. And when you go to thenewgame.com/video, you put your name in there, you'll be on our special mailing list, and then when we unleash this thing, we're going to actually let you go behind the scenes and see how we set up these 100 videos. And so what will happen? We will contract with a company. So let's say tomorrow one of you knew a company that wanted to do this strategy, but you said they'd love your content. Let's use your content because you've got it, it's done, it's ready to go. Let's say that company has 10,000 customers, all right? How do you price this? Well, pricing is completely up to you. There's no pricing model right now because this model doesn't really exist other than you know, that we've been doing it now for 13 years. For the first 10 of those 13 or 8 of those 13 years, we had to provide hard goods. We had to send out the video, the audio. Now, all we do is give them a piece of digital content. Zero overhead, high margin, all profit, all right? So let's say that company that you know has 10,000 customers and they're desperate to find a way to reactivate some and get people to buy, and let's say it's a business-to-business marketplace. You could come to us and say, Mitch, let's joint venture, let's partner, let's rent your content to that company, and here's how you can price it. You can price it from the ridiculous to the sublime. The ridiculous, and I say ridiculous because it is ridiculous, $1 per customer per year. $1 per customer per year. Now, is the content worth more? Yes, but put that aside for a second. Let's say you wanted to make an extra $50,000 a year, all right? And let's just say you were going to work with us. You didn't have the content. You wanted to work with us. And we work out an arrangement that if you open the door, we split the revenue with you, and it's 50-50, let's say. Okay? It could be different, but let's just say it's 50-50. How do you make an extra 50 grand a year? Very simple. Find companies or one company with 100,000 customers. We charge them the obscene, ridiculous price of $1 per customer per year. And every week we provide them with a 2 to 5 minute video clip that they can drive people to their website, they can give away for free to their 100,000 customers. All right? And by the way, what's the back end of this? The back end is that we are reaching 100,000 people who are getting addicted to my content or your content every week or every other week or once a month, a portion of whom are going to turn around and say, we want to do this with our clients. A portion of whom are going to say, we love this content. Can we buy some of it? Some of whom are going to say, hey, we love the content. We have a whole audience. Can we partner with you to sell your content so that we can create another revenue stream? And the additional benefit is that the company who's renting the content, they're also going to get addicted to your content. And you could essentially say to them, if you sign a one-year contract, we'll let you use the content internally as well as give it away to your clients. Okay? So that's the ridiculous, $1 per customer per year. Why do I say it's ridiculous? Because every single company on the planet, including yours, even if you work over the tabletop of your kitchen, you're spending at least $1 per customer per year to attract them, convert them, keep them, multiply them, reactivate them. What's the sublime, the other end of the spectrum? Well, you might find a high-end marketplace that values your content because it's special content for a very niche market, and you may go into a company that has only 500 customers, but every one of those customers might be worth $100,000 a year. And that group might be spending $5,000 or $10,000 a year to acquire, attract, convert, and keep, and multiply that 100,000 customer. And now instead of charging $1 per customer per year, you might actually be able to charge $500 per customer per year or $1,000 per customer per year. Why? Because the value of the content is not a commodity. 3 years ago, I was doing a keynote presentation for Ken McCarthy's Systems Seminar, along with Brad Fallon, who runs StomperNet. I don't know if some of you may be familiar with that. And so Ken asked Brad and me and a few other guys if we could sit in on a panel, consultants panel. And so when I shared the strategy of give away the what and charge for the how, second opinion marketing, Brad pulled me aside and said, Mitch, I got to tell you, that was the single most different strategy I've ever heard and language that way. And we also talked about at that panel when somebody said, but Mitch, how do you charge, you know, a big client different than you charge a little client? I said, because you don't charge like you're selling a widget. You're charging based on the value of the solution. So if I have a company that sells to 10,000 customers and their product is $100 a year and they only make, you know, $40 or $50 a year, I can't charge that guy $100 per customer because his margins won't permit it. On the other hand, if I work with a company that has 500 customers, but every one of them is worth $100,000 a year, that exact same solution could be worth $500 a person, because it's not about the cost of the solution plus a markup. It's about the value of what that solution does to profitability in the context of that company's business model. And so when I say pricing this from the ridiculous to the sublime, every customer gets priced individually. You don't go to a menu and say this is the price, unless you're creating a membership, in which case, imagine for $99 a month, instead of taking out banner ads or a classified ad or a space ad, in addition to everything else you're doing, imagine for $99 a month, you can come to rent my content, and every week you can pull a different video out of the archives, slap it up on your website, and all you need if you sell a $100 product is one additional customer every month to justify it. This is the model I'm going to be sharing on Wednesday with 100 other people who are in the content business, speakers, authors. I ask you to, you know, to keep this to yourself, at least for now. Be selfish about it. If you have content, if you have intellectual property, if you have educational materials, or even if you have between your ears ideas and concepts and knowledge and wisdom that can be dumped out into some medium, audio, video, or written, you have the ability to rent your content. Now, I share this with you selflessly to give it to you. Now you can do it. But I also share it with you selfishly because by sharing the concept with you, by sharing the distinction with you, now I open up the door of possibility that you might say, even if you have content, that we have content that would be ideal for one or two people that you know. And if one of those people you know happens to have a million customers or 5 million customers, and we decided with the 5 million customers to charge them a flat fee, let's say, of $1 million a year, and you could take all the content you want, as long as you sign a year's contract and you pay us $1 million, we'll give you all the content you can handle. And you can pick it and choose it, and you can load it up, and you know what? We don't even have overhead. We don't even have to have much infrastructure to handle that. So that's the revolutionary game changer as I see it. And within 2 or 3 years, I predict, especially after this week, because the guys that I'm talking to on Wednesday are all content providers, authors, speakers, you know, the Canfields, the Mark Victor Hansons, the Robert Allens of the world. All these guys have content. They're all giving it away free. They're all selling to. They're all selling through. And not one of them is renting their content. But they will be after Wednesday because they're going to get this and they're going to jump all over it. Hi, Mitch here again. I just wanted to invite you to a conversation. If you're ready to rent your content and or rent my content, or for that matter, rent our content, I'd be delighted to speak with you about the logistics and give you my best insights into what's the highest and best outcome for all parties. Feel free to give me a call on my private number, 973-736-1304. 973-736-1304, and leave a message, your name and time that's good to get back to you, and a little detail about what it is you want to talk about, and I'll be happy to get back to you. I look forward to a conversation. I trust this has been a valuable investment of your time, and I look forward to speaking with you again soon.